let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. This is Danny Milliken of Home Show Garden Pros. So we're here on Sports Radio 610 this Saturday morning. Got a gardening radio show. We're going to get going. We're starting now. Sherry Hara is here.
Good morning.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
So Sherry is, you know, the plant wizard, the knowledge specialist, the expert on hand. Really, you know, one of the best in the city.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Thanks a lot. I was reviewing Oba past videos, and we recorded your veggie
class.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of tomato veggie class. And I was just like, man, Sherry just knows. She's great.
Aw.
She's great. So Sherry is with Plants for All Seasons. Well, today she's with Home Show Garden Pros. But she's with Plants for All Seasons, the one right there on 249.
Yep.
So right there.
Northwest side of town.
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, because it's on the freeway like that, mm-hmm. It's like, you think, you know, you think something's far away, and then it's on the freeway, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, like 8 minutes is cut off the trip
mm-hmm.
because I'm not driving off the freeway.
Right.
It really is you know, very conveniently located.
It is.
So yeah, it's a great spot, beautiful place. A lot of you guys know where it is. So Sherry and I both are soil nuts. We love the soil. We love kind of coming up with solutions, understanding the problem mm-hmm. that you're facing. And you know, Sherry's very kind of versed in solutions. Mm-hmm. So that's a good way to express.
That is my wheelhouse.
Yeah, yes. And that's where I really kind of like don't even think of the. I only really think about new solutions from the organic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really don't get into the chemical perspective or whatever.
Well, and I started off chemical based.
Sure.
And I've moved more into the organic world. But I'm not opposed to a chemical.
Right.
Sometimes it's the right thing.
Absolutely.
But just knowing all the different active ingredients and the products that
right.
retailers sell. I don't know. Just I love knowing all that.
Well, and that's a huge. I'm saying all this because it's like it's huge for this time of year,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna get into this because, you know, you think your lawns are bad now because of soil
right.
webworm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're having the perfect setup for a brown patch.
Oh yeah.
Crisis. I mean, it is. It's 2020. If it's gonna go wrong, it will.
It's got yes.
B, that super heavy rain.
Uh huh.
And then dryness. That means irrigation water,
mm-hmm.
which is not really great for the good microbes.
All the salts and chemicals, yep.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping I can invite you to join Sherry and I in thinking about what we can do for the future.
Be proactive.
Yes, and so we'll probably give some other lawn advice. We'll answer gardening questions.
We'll talk about sod webworms because I know that's on everybody's top of their list.
And it should be.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I was at a friend's house yesterday picking up the sourdough bread starter
uh-huh.
I was talking about. And walking around in a shady corner of her back lawn, and her lawn looked fine. Now she doesn't care about her lawn. Brand
mm-hmm.
new homeowner is like, I want to take it all out, put decks and veggie beds in. But man, flocks of moths. Like
never before.
Yeah, the most I'd seen anytime ever.
Well, let me invite you to my home. Because I have zombie moths.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Apocalyptic. You get swarmed.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they don't bite. You know what I
mean? I know, right?
I guess we probably would have come
They're
up with a solution
a
earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so if you have questions about sod webworm, 281-496-5711. This is really August, besides from tomatoes. And red alert, by the way, get your tomatoes in the ground.
Now, if you wait till it cools off, it's too late.
Yeah, red alert. Beep, beep,
yep.
Gardening. Wee, woo, wee. Gardening alert. Tomatoes going now. And we're going to do a few, like, getting the most out of your tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this advice that we're going to cover, even if you've already planted your tomatoes, we may encourage you to move them to a new spot in your garden.
Right.
Because
A little crop rotation,
yes. And so that is where we're going to be kind of focusing today is planning ahead. What's the next month like? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what, next 2 months maybe, I don't know. But it's like, you're thinking, I don't want to go outside, but I love gardening.
Because it's so hot.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't have to.
Well, and most people don't realize we have a fall crop that you can start. You just have to start it in the summer, right?
Yes, you just have to start it.
So we have a city full of transplants that are used to, you know, from up north, used to gardening, you know, 3 months out of the year.
Sure.
And we garden 12 months out of the year. You just have, the timing is essential.
Yeah, we don't have one long season.
Mm-hmm.
But our richest season starts.
My favorite time.
Yeah, starts now. And I agree with you. There's something really pleasant about being an outdoor gardener person, going from brutal heat to pleasant coolness.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to go the other way.
Right.
But there's something so rewarding about, like, okay, I'm suffering through this super hot weather. The next thing I know, it's like 80, and I'm like,
crisp,
oh my gosh.
And nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're here to talk to you. 281-496-5711. It could be anything at all gardening related. Anything specifically you want to, you know, cover today, you want people to call in about?
Well, I mean, like I said, I think we should be answering the phone, sod webworm superstore, plant sprout season, because it is that big a deal right now.
Yeah, it's a crisis.
But, you know me, I like to talk about everything.
But you're dealing with it at your house.
I am. Okay. And my yard's my laboratory. And I think it drives my husband crazy because I just want to see how bad it's going to get.
Yeah, me too.
And yes, I have been able to keep their damage at bay with using things like the BT and the molasses.
Right.
But I'm not going to lie. I used chemicals yesterday.
Yeah, you don't need to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I used a lot of them. I did, because it was that,
or like you were just, it was time.
It was time. You couldn't even walk out the front door without getting swarmed.
Yeah.
And I have two teenage daughters. They have their friends in and out. Moths were coming in. I'm talking, I've never seen.
Moths were coming
in the house. So it was time to kind of put nature back in balance. I think it's because I'm the only one that has shady, cool grass.
Sure.
So, but as I was spraying, I was feeling very guilty. But it wasn't killing them.
Yeah.
And so I had significantly less this morning, but I did notice I put some cedar granules out after I realized that the chemicals weren't knocking them back the way I wanted to. I felt like the customers that come in that are very frustrated because this is an ongoing thing. But I did notice my neighbor's yards were full of moths this morning.
Man.
I think the cedar pushed them out.
We're going to explore that and other sod webworm allegorical solutions that people have actually done.
Yeah.
Things that people have actually, you know what I mean? Like, we know what should work.
Yeah.
But what have people actually done? So,
yeah. Well, and it worked. It knocked them back, but.
That's awesome.
They keep coming back.
We're going to keep exploring that here after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Brown patch. Better get Rev.
Rev, the solution for stressed out plants. Fast-acting Rev is an organic growth stimulant, reducing stress damage, improving root mass. Get healthier, faster-growing plants and grasses. Get Rev, a secret weapon for elite golf courses, now available for your lawn and garden. Easy to use. Just add water and spray. Dakota Rev, all-natural plant stimulant.
Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Warren Southern Gardens, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, or online at organicrev.com.
Native plants. Hardy. Suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking gardening, always talking soils, talking veggies. What's on your mind? We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. And we have the opportunity to talk with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir.
John, I thought about you because I was digging a hole. As you know, I use a lot of your products. I'm like the Hair Club for Men guy. I don't just talk about Nature's Way Resources. I use their products. I had dug a hole in this exact same spot because I planted some plants there. But, man, there was so much less clay, and it seemed so much more broken down and friable. I want to know how that happened from you, because I did your compost on top of it to kind of make it happen. So I know it can happen. What happens? How do I break down the clay?
There are several ways. One, compost to do it, but it's a microbial action. And actually, if you really want to break down clay before you build a beds, our native mulch, our composted age native mulch.
Okay.
What happens, the microbes that feed on a properly prepared native mulch put out enzymes that separate the clay particles.
Hmm.
You know, if you look at clay particles in a microscope, kind of like dish plates.
Yeah.
As the fungus eats it, the fungus fecal material is food for a bacteria that puts out enzymes that separates these plates, and they glue these plates around their body to form a shell or armor of quartz minerals so they don't get eaten by other life. You created your first microagate of soil structure. Then other microbes, many of the fungus species, particularly the mycorrhizal, put out glomalins, soil glues, basically, and they glue these particles together, and they start creating a crumb structure that air and water can move through. Later on, once you get oxygen in the soil, other microbes move in. It may be if you have a plagioclase feldspar quartz mineral, not to get too technical, but it's got a potassium ad in it.
Hmm.
These microbes can actually put out enzymes and rip that potassium out of that silicate matrix, give it to the plant. Without the potassium, it can no longer exist as a clay mineral, and it collapses back into a fine sand. So over time, you can actually change the character of the clay back into loam. It's amazing what nature does if we just give it the energy and the things, tools it needs to work with.
It is amazing, and I have seen it work in action. So thanks, John, and you can learn more about what John does and all his incredible products at natureswayresources.com.
All right.
Really great soil up there, Nature's Way Resources. It actually was the way that I solved my recent lawn problems with the mm-hmm. compost top dressing.
Yeah.
So cool how you can do that all year round.
Any time of the year, right?
Anytime.
You're not going to burn or hurt.
No, it's so wonderful. And it seems to be kind of a solution for almost everything.
Just put some compost on it.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it. I mean, it's pretty old advice, right?
Right.
It's not like it's new advice. Okay, so this is Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Love to hear from you. Any gardening question is wonderfully desired. We'd love mm-hmm. to hear it. Could be on anything. You know, trees, what's some obviously side webworms.
Lawns. Well, I mean, trees right now, like the premature leaf drop.
Yeah.
I guess heat stress, aphids on crepe myrtles. Mm-hmm. I have them on mine.
Scale.
Yep. Scale on the bark.
Sooty mold mm-hmm. on some of your plants, especially your Japanese blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some that were, I was like, is that a black tree? But it was just a Japanese blueberry covered with sooty mold.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a live radio show. And our favorite way to connect is, of course, your questions. Talking to you here live, 281-496-5711. Sherry and I could have a fun conversation. We have no problem with that.
Oh, we can talk for 2 hours.
We'll talk gardening, yeah. Well, we will not have a problem giving you great gardening information, but we want to help you out. We want to know what's on your mind. We want to know what the problem is you're dealing with. We also do a lot of question answering through our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I know you guys do too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kind of community building there. But also our kind of our website is pretty awesome, homeshowgardenpros.com. And on there, you'll find a ton of tip videos. You'll find an easy access to anything that we're talking about sponsorship-wise. We've got a bunch of great products that we know work really well, or our awesome co-op members like Sherry, mm-hmm. How to contact them, how to find them. And so one thing on that is the listen button. You hit that and you listen to the show.
Right now.
Phenomenal. Yeah, you can listen to the live show right now. Or if it's sometime, you listen to kind of the show as it's replaying.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear what you missed. You can rehear it. We do also have a podcast. Just the show gets recorded and put out as a podcast. And that's what I listen to try to hone my skill. But I always get a little nugget, a little info nugget. We do a question of the week every week from from the website because mm-hmm. we have another button, the Ask a Pro button. Click that, sends a question in. We get an answer to you via email, but we also like to answer it.
Okay, what's the question this
all
week?
Right, I went ahead and did a, this is going to be specifically for fall, but it'll lead us into something I want to talk about in addition to lawns, and that's tomatoes. So mm-hmm. Tim asks, what brands of tomatoes should we buy for fall? Or, you know,
varieties.
Varieties, yeah. Yeah, only get the Johnson variety. No. What varieties?
Well, I like to do, I never stick to one certain type.
Sure.
But fall, you know, determinants would be really good to do for the fall. And the cherry tomatoes, because they produce so quickly and abundantly at one time. Mm. I probably wouldn't do the heirlooms, although I've played with it before.
Sure.
It's just not a long enough time to really get them going.
So when you say long enough time, tell us more about that. Like,
well, because you have your tomatoes, they need a certain amount of time before they'll produce.
Some tomatoes need a different amount of time than other tomatoes.
Right, like okay. 65 days or some even 120 days. So, you know, up north,
wow, where you're,
your growing season is 3 to 4 months,
right,
you'll have a better yield.
Yeah, when you can still be growing tomatoes from April into September.
Right. But we did get some Juliettes. Those will produce like mad.
You know I love Juliettes.
I know. And Sweet Millions, those will produce as well. But like, this is what I like to do, is more of like your saucing and canning tomatoes, your determinants. They'll grow up. They'll produce a ton.
Right.
You harvest them. You make all your hearty stuff for the wintertime, freeze it, and you're good.
No, that's so great, too. And I love that because the determinants, they have an end.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's determined.
And and usually there's multiple plantings you can do all winter.
Right.
And so that's a great thing, is once it makes its harvest and it's over, pop it out, put some carrot seeds or lettuce seeds.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can just use that space, and you're not like filling up the space with a bunch of shrubs that maybe aren't going to live
right
through the winter anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So strategic garden planning.
Yes.
So that is one thing, kind of focusing on determinant.
He's writing.
I'm spelling a word I haven't spelled in a while. And also just like shorter window. What's the phrase there? Harvest time or...
Yeah, because you don't know, you know, we could have warm weather into December, or we could be like last year, October 31st, we had a freeze, our first freeze.
Mm.
So every year is going to be different with your fall garden. That's why you want to start early,
right,
get them producing early, and kind of be done before we get real wintry.
Right.
So that's kind of the name of the game there.
And so... tomato, we're just going to kind of keep going with Tim's tomato topic.
Uh-huh.
Triple T.
Yeah.
Is that, so when it comes to choosing varieties, it is very different than the spring choices. Now, mm-hmm. if you pick a shorter window tomato in the spring, you're going to get more also.
Right. Yes.
And if it's indeterminate, but the fall you have to.
Yes.
You really can't go for the big beefsteak. You're maxing out.
I mean, you can, because rules are made to be broken.
That's right.
You can, and you can have success, but you'll have more success and more tomatoes.
Let's just say you're a beginner gardener.
Yes.
Your best bet is to go for a Juliet, Yellow Pear, Sweet Million.
Viva Italia.
Yeah, these kind
like
of
that.
Smaller, mm-hmm. faster producing. They make the groupings of tomatoes.
Yes.
Instead of something like a big beefsteak tomato.
Yes, or Brandywine.
Brandywine's a great mm-hmm. example of a super long one.
Yeah.
So if they do that, they'll feel better.
Yeah.
And
successful.
Yeah, you'll feel successful, and you won't be like, I don't have a green thumb.
Right.
Because two rules about green thumbs. Nobody's got one.
No.
And everybody's got one. You know what I mean? Because it's not really the color of somebody's thumb.
It has nothing to do with your thumb.
Yeah, it's not a skin color
And everything
color
to
thing.
Do with your soil.
Yes, okay.
So you should have a brown thumb.
Tomato soils.
Uh-huh.
I'm just writing that down right now. Let's talk about that. Tell me what I should do to make my tomato soil. We're going to get to this after a break.
Okay.
I just noticed the time. Thank you, Jacob.
There we go.
So, we're going to do that. We're going to keep talking tomatoes. I'm going to transition then to just other veggies. Because
okay.
I want you guys planning for your fall garden, because you can do it now. So, what was it? Tomato soils. So I got to mm-hmm. finish the writing statement. Sherry Hara here from Plants for All Seasons. I'm Danny Milliken, and we are just talking gardening. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Saving your garden this summer is easier when you watch the weather. Get ahead of heat waves and dry spells with shade and watering. A tip to grow on from Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Are you able to get away on vacation this year? If not, then this is the year to create your own backyard vacation getaway. Visit us, and we will show you plenty of examples of how to create your own backyard paradise, from arbors to patios to, yes, a water garden, which is what we specialize in. Summertime means summer-loving plants, and yes, there are those plants here in Houston that love summers, and we've got them. We've got Pride of Barbados, Red Yuccas, Black-Eyed Susans, Vincas, all those plants that thrive in our hot summers. And just a heads up, in just a few weeks, it will be time to start planting tomatoes for your fall crop. Get those beds ready now with Nature's Way compost and MicroLife fertilizers. And another garden event on the horizon is the annual arrival of hummingbirds for the fall. Be ready with feeders and food. We'll have the feeders, and you make the food. The recipe is simple, 4 parts of water to 1 part of sugar. And don't forget, our Ding Dang sale continues. We still have plenty of bargains for you and new items being added on a weekly basis. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston, just head west on I-10, and exit Katy Fort Bend Road and make a left at the light off the feeder onto Katy Fort Bend Road. You can find us a half a mile up at the corner of Colonial Parkway and Katy Fort Bend Road. And now, back to Sherry and Danny.
Here we are, 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. What's your question? That's what we want to know. What's your question? What's happening? So tomatoes, we were talking about tomatoes before this break. And we kind of got on the tomato topic because it's time for tomatoes. Yeah, it's time for tomatoes. So tomatoes soil probably is a really good all fall veggie soil, but tomatoes are going to be the highest need plant in the garden then. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that people can do to get their summer stressed out soil into like fit tomato soil?
Yeah, so if you're just amending your existing soil, I would use a high quality compost, like leaf mold compost. You could add some cow manure if you want to. If you're building, if you're starting from scratch, use a vegetable garden soil, like a blend, and then maybe add a little compost to that as well. Mm. And then I always add, when I get my beds ready, I always add MicroLife Ultimate and kind of mix it into the soil, and that kind of feeds the microbiology.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
I mean, it's a major difference between MicroLife and a lot of other fertilizers, is it's not about root contact.
Right. It's actually feeding the soil.
Yeah, it's about soil building, believing.
So, like other nitrogen fertilizers, you'd put those out and you're just kind of wasting money if there's no plant there involved, right? Yeah. So this will actually, you can put it out and get the bed ready before the plant is introduced.
Yeah, you'll start getting thriving microbes, and then you get roots in there, and they're like, oh, hey, yes, you're here.
Right.
Surprise. It's a surprise party for your roots.
Yes.
I like that. That should be their slogan next year.
There you go. Work on them.
Yeah, compost. A surprise party for your roots. Okay, cool. So you're kind of doing a compost-based veggie mix, then adding some more compost.
Yes.
I have built a lot of beds in my day, and compost grows the plants.
Right.
And there's some other things that you got to have kind of to help with other issues, kind of mechanical issues. But good compost actually makes the plants grow versus poor compost, the plants don't grow.
Right.
You've seen it in your trials.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some kind of failures you've seen in trials? Like, just examples. Like, for me, I call it frozen plants,
mm-hmm.
where you put a plant
in. Kind of like stunted.
Yeah. One month later, it's exactly the same size.
Yeah. Because it's kind of in this like transplant shock stage, and it can't get out of it.
Right.
Because there's no nutrients in that soil. So a lot of times what people do is they build these beautiful garden beds, and then they go to a box store, and they get the dollar a bag garbage because they think, oh, it's just dirt.
Right.
And it's heavy, and it's full of clay and weed seeds, and you stick that plant in there, and it doesn't do anything.
Right.
So spend a little bit of money and get good soil.
And it really is, not that much difference.
It's not that much difference.
In the long run, you do a year-to-year kind of calculation, you're saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry Hara here from Plants for All Seasons. Awesome spot on 249. I always say that. Sherry Hara here, and it sounds like I'm saying
here,
myself.
Here.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's like I did it with Danny Linderman. It's like, Danny Linderman here. It sounds like I'm saying I'm you.
Oh, gotcha.
So, I'm Danny. Sherry is on the show here in this room dishing out great gardening information, 281-496-5711 to get your questions answered. And let me tell you this. If you have a question, somebody else has that question.
Yes.
So you could be helping out another listener. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Well, the door is always open.
Got an ugly door? Enter the Door Clearance Center's Ugly Door Contest. Get a picture. Post it to Instagram. Tag it, Door Clearance Center Ugly Door Contest, to win $500 towards a new one from DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Honey, won't you open that door?
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
But you better promise me I'll be back in time.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. I think we've established it's hot.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's summertime. If you are feeling stressed when you go outside, imagine your plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where irrigation comes in. And so it is very important that you have irrigation that doesn't overwater, totally miss the area you want to water, have a leak, be wasting water, that doesn't conserve water also. I mean, Sherry and I have said this for years. An easy way to kill plants or create weed problems is by watering too much. And so you want to be smart about your watering. So you might be watering too much. In fact, these hot, dry seasons are really easy to do that, because what you might think is that, oh my gosh, my plants are struggling. More water, more water. And what happens is you're overwatering, and you do that in addition to a system that's maybe not spraying the right way, and you may be causing some of your problems. You may be creating some weed problems, some fungal problems down the road. And so really take the guesswork out of watering. You can call Mike Ball and he can come and assess your system, tell you if you need to do anything, tell you how much you need to be gardening, and come out there and make sure it's all working well. They do incredible irrigation installations with custom watering conserving systems. I said conserving weird, but conserving systems. So 30% more efficient. 30%. That's three times more efficient than what you might be doing right now. They use drip irrigation. They only want to water the roots, which is the only place that needs water. So using smart controls, that means that it only runs when it needs to. Again, you're not wasting water. It's all about keeping healthy plants healthy by not overwatering them and by reducing your monthly watering bill. So here's maybe what we're talking about. Smaller water bills, less work for you, fewer weeds, and then healthier plants. It's a pretty awesome little combo there. So to kind of gain that access, reduce some of the stress on your plants, call Mike Ball with your vision, with your idea, with your needs. That number, 713-816-5311. The website to visit them is mikeballirrigation.com. So that's you know, they do a good job.
Yes, I hear. I hear they do a fabulous design, too.
Yeah, they really do a great design. I've got to see a couple of the sites, and they're just beautiful, everything. So Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry Hara, dishing out gardening advice.
Ready for your questions.
281-496-5711. So, okay, tomato soils, why not just use veggie soils? Now we're kind of on to fall veggies.
Yeah.
Why not just use compost as the whole bed?
I guess you could. I think that would be a pretty, I don't know, expensive.
Okay. You know, we kind of mentioned the price of this a little bit earlier, the whole concept of a $10 hole versus a cheap plant or whatever. But if we really like crunch the numbers, right, and let's say you're building a nice veggie bed space and you spend twice as much on the soil, you're not going from $5,000 to $10,000.
No.
You know what I mean? You're going from, I don't know, $200 to $400.
Yeah.
And that's for a pretty big bed.
Yeah.
And if you're like thinking, okay, I'm going to grow food in this bed, and you don't have production for the whole first year because you went with the cheaper soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all don't sell any soils with this,
no,
in this situation. But
no, we sell all, yeah. I've tested all the soils.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
what I love about Sherry's testing is she is like, it's got to pass the test before I put it on my shelf.
Absolutely.
Love that.
So even if you went with our least expensive soil, you're going to have success. But if you could up your game and put some good compost in there,
and
you're going to have even better success.
That,
right?
Success is more yield and more nutritious plants.
Right.
Less disease problems, less pest problems. And so when you're doing a dollar valuation, it's not just like a clean this bag.
Yeah.
There is a bang for the buck. What's the yield going to be? What's my amendment situation looking like?
Because
if you're buying that topsoil, all you may need to buy going forward is Sherry's, you know, compost tea. You know what I mean? For a while, and then some minerals in a year, and then, you know what I mean? Where if you're buying a little bit less soil, it really is important to get some fertilizer.
Yeah. And when you say topsoil, you mean top of the line soil.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Sorry, I do mean
not
that.
The bag that says topsoil.
I do specifically mean Nature's Way Resources soils.
Oh, okay.
Unless we're talking about potting mix, then there's some other soils that really are the class on potting mixes.
Yeah.
So, but you know, if you're doing a deep garden,
mm-hmm.
then you want some kind of mechanical adjustments, some physical drainage things, kind of things to keep fluff.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, if I'm doing a 3-foot tall bed, I'm not just filling that with compost.
Right.
Because that could maybe compress.
Compress and pack down over time, yeah.
And what would be the dangers of that?
Well, your plants will shrink down in your garden.
Yeah, they'll be lower down in there.
And maybe lack of oxygen to the root system. But I wouldn't fill a 3-foot bed with compost.
Yeah, what would you mix it with?
Even if I do get the stuff at cost or free.
Sure, like, right. bags.
I would use something like a planting mix or a topsoil to fill the bottom. And as we got closer to the root zone, then I would put the better stuff.
Right.
And eventually what'll happen is the good stuff melds with the bad stuff. And then before you know it, you have a container full of beautiful soil.
Yeah.
But
because
for cost purposes, I would start with the less expensive, even a rose soil. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's living.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the phenomenon. Nature wants you to garden.
Right.
It helps you. And that's what, you know, there's all these like programs that you can join and, you know, lists you can manage. You know what I mean? Like all these ways that you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, the way we always talk about and the way we garden at home is kind of joining the efforts that nature already has
in
play.
Don't fight Mother Nature.
You will lose.
Work with her.
Yeah, work with her. That's where the battle comes in. And that's, I think, why you mentioned something about sod webworm. And it was kind of a passing comment, but it was like getting the balance back.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have this huge sod webworm thing, our balance is maybe off a little bit in the whole city.
The beneficials can't keep up with it.
Yeah, you're talking about how you have these super fat lizards. Yeah, and how maybe some of the sprays that used to work aren't working.
Uh-huh.
And human impact has just continually kind of had us be where we have to recorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we recorrecting to? We can either recorrect to nature in action or human control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
Well, and I don't want to be in control of everything, but I sure do want to enjoy my yard.
Yes.
Yeah. We're when it gets absolutely to the point where you can't enjoy your yard, sometimes you've got to put it back in balance.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That is very, very true. So I like that. I want to do a little bit more veggie talk.
Okay.
When we get back, just talk about some varieties, some of the first jump on vegetables that maybe we go to. Right after this quick break, 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Diane Bulanowski with Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. Fall veggie starts are beginning to arrive at both our Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Garden locations, as well as fall veggie and wildflower seed coming soon. Our seasoned staff can help you with your gardening projects and share helpful advice on lawn care, growing edibles, houseplants, and much more. Check out our new arrivals of beautiful and unique pottery, tropicals, houseplants, and citrus. Don't forget that our butterfly and pollinator friends need nectar-rich plants to sustain them through the hot summer months. We've got a great selection of Texas tough annuals and perennials at both our locations. Now is a great time to freshen up your garden beds and lawn grass with compost top dressing. Our Heirloom Soils of Texas leaf mold compost is perfect for amending veggie and flower beds. Fall is just around the corner, so check out our Facebook and Instagram page for new arrivals, gardening advice, and much more. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive, and Kingwood Garden Center is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive. See you in the garden. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
Thanks a lot, Diane. Yeah, Warren's looking really great. It's up there recently.
I need to get out there and walk around.
Just love their paths.
Yeah.
They have a huge indoor plant selection.
Yes.
Just absolutely enormous.
Yeah, they got that new greenhouse.
Yeah, they do have that. Mm-hmm. But it's really, you know, with the heat, so nice to have indoor plants.
Mm-hmm. Bring the planting in.
That's right. You don't want to go outside and garden? Bring the gardening into you.
Absolutely.
Head on up to Warren and get some indoor plants. No. Okay, 281-496-5711. Talking gardening with Sherry Hera. Mm-hmm. She is dishing out great gardening information. We're going to keep that going with our favorite way to do it, and that's answering your gardening questions. Mm-hmm. So 281-496-5711. Lewis, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Lewis.
I have 5 tangerine trees, and they're about 10 years old, and there's about 15 feet tall, between 12 and 15 feet tall, beautiful tree. And 2 of them, we got them to bear tangerines one time, and from then on, zero, nothing. And my next question is, do you have any kind of remedy for the squirrels? We have 2 large pecan trees loaded with pecans. We didn't get a pear. We had a pear tree, and now it don't look like we're going to get a pecan for the squirrels. Is there anything you can do to deter squirrels?
Well, Danny, I'm going to defer to you on fruit trees and squirrels because I don't have any. So I would like to know how to manage the squirrel problem.
It would get a little weird. Sorry about that weird computer sounding thing. Yeah. We've moved to the future. Hello. So Dr. Bob Randall has a pretty cool method for squirrels, but it sounds a little crazy.
Okay.
Okay. So Lewis, you gotta be willing to, you know, estrange your neighbors a little bit.
Oh boy.
So squirrels are rodent. They share news of threats to the whole squirrel community. So if they believe your trees are a threat, then they will not come in them anymore. The problem is silent threats like a BB gun or a hawk don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Ineffective threats like a dog they'll just make fun of. And so you got to yell at them while making them feel like they're under threat. So getting like a four square ball and yelling them and throwing that ball at them is actually like the best thing you can do.
Hmm.
And so it seems a little crazy, but it like actually works. So that's Bob Randall. He's a
Urban Harvest.
Of the experts in the area on growing food and fruit trees and all kinds of stuff. But that's his advice.
Okay. Why are his tangerine trees not producing?
Okay, so all citrus, right, they are this tropical understory tree. Lewis, did you grow those? Did you buy the trees or did you grow them from seed?
Well, they're from seed.
So that's what, when you said five tangerine trees, I was like, oh, why did he buy five tangerine trees?
Yeah.
A lot of times when people buy trees, they buy a variety. You know?
Yeah.
So one thing is, I don't know what kind of tangerines they are, but not all seed-grown citrus trees will ever bear fruit. Not every single one of them is going to do that. I think the ratio on like a smaller orange like that is really pretty high, though, like 70%.
Mm-hmm.
But you might have just not gotten lucky.
So they haven't done anything. They bear one time.
All,
yes. About 5 or 10 years ago, they had two of them bear. And after that, nothing.
Yeah. Have you pruned at all?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Have you pruned the trees?
Yes, I have once. I trimmed them once, and they're beautiful trees.
Man. Yeah. Well, I would maybe early next April prune them again, give a little shearing to them, a little thin out some trees,
mm-hmm.
and then as soon as you can, I would put down alfalfa meal. It will encourage blooms and kind of change the kind of hormonal sort of situation in the soils and will mm-hmm. trigger a need for the trees to fruit. And so if you can do it now and again in like January, you'll know if you have genetically true trees, if they actually will bear fruit. So,
okay. So, and now what kind, is there any kind of specific fertilizer that you can put on them?
Yeah, I mean, making sure you got enough minerals. MicroLife Orange Bag, the citrus and fruit is great for citrus, really, really great. So you can put that down too, but I would really focus on the alfalfa meal. And, you know, that stuff does have alfalfa in it, so that is...
But go a little heavy on the alfalfa.
Yeah, get yourself a bag of alfalfa and do half now and half in January.
All right. I actually appreciate it.
You bet.
Absolutely, Lewis. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
It is so satisfying to grow citrus trees from seed.
Yeah.
But then it's also, you're dealing with, there's always a chance you're not going to get anything.
It's like the avocado tree we have growing from a seed.
Yeah.
We'll never see a fruit on it.
Maybe with global
But it
warming.
Was a fun project with the kids.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. That's so cool. Okay. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 281 496-5711. I got lots of avocado questions for Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after Frank gets his question in here a little bit. But we'll be right back after a quick break.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer, step back, and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant reduces summer stress for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. We are getting great advice from Sherry Hera.
Good morning.
From Plants for All Seasons. Wonderful spot on 249 right there. Beautiful space. Incredible plant selection. Knowledgeable staff. Really everything you want. You walk in there and it's like, you guys need any help? And you're like, no. And they're like, okay, cool. But then, you know, they know if you need help. They see. It's like, you look around. I've been in there and looked around because I had a question about herbs one time. And it was like, boom, someone was there to help. So right. It was great. You know, I usually only want to talk to Sherry, but...
But everybody's
helpful, yeah.
Yeah, we're all related, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, I did ask what seemed like a teenage young man one time a question, expecting, because, it's like you see the staff at Garden
Center. Other places.
Like, yeah, and it's like expecting not him to not know the answer.
Yeah.
It was a real question, and it was great because he did know.
Yeah.
He did know the answer. I was really like, man, that's awesome.
Then we're trained to, if you don't know, don't say I don't know.
Right.
Say, just a second, let me find somebody who does know.
Right, because that's just helpful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hate when I go somewhere and I think I'm asking an expert and they're like, yeah, I don't know. Then I feel like, okay, well, all I have is Google to rely on at this point. So.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, cool, yeah, Google. Yeah. Do that. Yeah. Just don't talk to me.
Yeah, right.
281-496-5711. Frank, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
First of all, y'all have a fantastic show.
Well, thanks,
Frank.
I've been kind of battling the sideworms, and I saw your video on Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio. And I'd been spraying with the BT, and I'm making progress, but I saw your suggestion about mixing it with molasses, and I wanted to do that this weekend. And I was just wondering two things. Number one, kind of how often should I spray? And then number two, do I need to dilute that molasses? Will it go through that hose-end sprayer when I mix it with the BT?
So Danny, I have that question for you too.
Okay.
Because my molasses, when I was going to spray it, I had, for one, when I mixed it with the BT, I wasn't sure on the rate.
Sure.
Because the BT comes out at 4 teaspoons per gallon.
Right.
And the molasses comes out at a much higher rate.
Sure.
Okay, so school us on this.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm kind of ignoring the molasses rate.
Okay.
And abiding by the BT rate.
Okay.
And I'm halving the molasses with water to make it a little bit
wetter. Because it is so super thick.
Yeah, it's very viscous.
Okay.
And so I'm halving it water. If that's not enough, so basically your goal is to get a little bit of that stickiness, the smell, and some of the molasses on every part of the leaf surface, every part of the plant surface, basically, on your lawn. And so, Frank, that is the kicker. The key is to dilute the molasses enough so that it does come out of your sprayer while maintaining the rates for BT.
Right. And don't just go to the grocery store and buy molasses. Get a horticultural grade molasses.
Yes.
So get your molasses at a garden center. So a lot of people think they're just going to go to the grocery store and buy molasses.
And
yeah, I got the good molasses.
Okay,
and
good.
How, what kind of frequency should I spray?
So with the BT... The BT is a naturally occurring soil bacteria. It is not something that's going to be way out of whack. And once the caterpillars are gone, it won't all naturalize. Some of it might protect your lawn for a while. But if you've got the molasses in there, that is a really great soil food. So you're actually kind of fertilizing when you put that out there. And so, man, if you wanted to do it every other week or every week, you could do the molasses every week. And it does have kind of caterpillar-acide, pesticide qualities to it on its own when you're dealing with caterpillars. And so, I mean, I would encourage every other week if you're including molasses. If you're just doing BT, I might not do it that often because it can hurt other caterpillars or things in the soil.
Yeah, I'm going out like once every other week after my husband mows.
Yeah.
And then I'm just doing a little spraying based on my adult population. So if I have a lot of moths, I'm going to protect the grass. So
no, that's awesome.
If that makes sense.
If you wanted to kind of do, so you have three threats with the sod webworms, right? Mm-hmm. You have the eggs, the caterpillars, and the moths.
Mm-hmm.
The moths don't like the molasses smell.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you put out the cedar pellets.
Yes.
Same concept.
Yes.
Cedar pellets work great too, or cedar oil. You can put cedar oil in this mix even.
Yeah.
And really drive away the moths. And then the caterpillars are killed by the BT and molasses. And so you're kind of skipping the eggs in this step, but if you're doing something that is also fertilizer, it's okay to skip the eggs because you're going to want to return every couple of weeks to put down more molasses.
Super. Thank you so much.
You got it. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, Frank. And I got to say, I have wood fencing and I only have a backyard. I don't have any front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so if my neighbors have it, I don't know if they're coming through my wood fence or not, but this isn't a year I feel comfortable being like, I don't have it, because I think I'm just lucky.
Yeah, you better watch what you say.
I know. I did compost top dress in the summer.
Yeah.
Which I think the caterpillars hate a compost top dressing.
Uh-huh.
I think they absolutely hate it. And so, but thanks, Frank, for the call. So, Sherry, what's up at Plants for All Seasons?
So, well, we are your sod webworm superstore right now. that's probably 90% of our business right now. But we are amping up for our fall gardening. The seeds. I know you're always impressed by our seed wall.
I love that seed wall.
Every pocket is full. And
uh-oh.
So we have the botanical interests and the Renee's Garden seeds. So we brought on another line.
Nice. Okay.
I have twice now started seeds on a Thursday at 1 o'clock, and by Friday midday, they're already emerged. So
that is awesome.
They are passing the germination test right now.
I got to tell you, that is you couldn't do a better advertisement for fresh seeds.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people will go in and they'll buy a bunch of seeds and they'll use them sparingly.
Uh-huh.
Don't use your seeds sparingly.
Yeah,
you know
use
I mean?
Them.
You want
start
as
them.
Fresh as possible as you can have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, things that I do in a succession crop, like let's say carrots and lettuces and beets, I will do my little ice cube method.
Yeah,
but I'll do them all at one time.
Right.
And then you have a freezer full of ice cube seeds, right?
Yeah.
To take out. So
that's awesome.
But you don't want to take your seeds and just stick them in a drawer. Because they're not going to be fresh after that.
Right.
Right?
And then
your seeds.
Like, oh, I got this 5-year-old seed pack. It's like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Just put that in your compost. Maybe it'll come up.
Yeah.
You know, so. Okay. Sherry Hara here. We got 2 hours with Sherry, so we're doing good. So she's going to be around to answer your gardening questions as the show keeps going on. So excited about the seed wall. Need to come get some seeds.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Time for your homeschooling study assignment. Research fall veggie options now. Fall garden season is coming quick. Know your options and get ready now. We can help. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Home Show Garden Pros is back. Exciting because we have the yard geek, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer, here to answer a tough gardening question. Bob.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning. You ready to rumble?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is I think it's going to be a bad year for this. So, lost a chunk of yard last year to brown patch. What can I do right now to reduce my risk of another breakout? That's from Jeff.
Well, Jeff, yeah, brown patch is a problem we'll have. It usually starts towards the late part of September, going through October and November when it gets cooler. We start having these cool fronts and the evening temperatures get down in the 60s and things like that. Keep in mind, brown patch is usually prevalent in areas that have little low spots, little areas of the yard that's slow to drain. So what we really need to do, now we can fix this short term with a good fungicide and kick in the teeth and go away. But long term, I think it's very important that we improve the soil conditions, build up those soils with a good layer of compost, build those up, get that kind of aerate those areas that you've had it in the past. put that good compost down on it, let it seep down the ground, and I think you'll have a lot less of the brown patch this fall coming up. It's pretty simple, really. I mean, we keep talking about soil amending and things like that, but in right. this case, I think brown patch can be easily taken care of in the long term with this good composting idea.
I like that. And, you know, if you are trying to fill in a low spot, would you mix something with compost to fill
Well, topsoil is what we usually use. That's a good, you know, has a sandy loam soil plus some organic matter. And then mix that with compost in those areas to help build, especially in real low areas. But areas that you see during a heavy rain and you see the yard puddle up, those are usually the areas that you have a good case of brown patch in. So let's just keep that in mind. Friends, if you have any other questions or any problem with your yard, feel free to come by Southwest Fertilizer and let one of the yard geeks handle your question. We're always here to do that for you. Or you just take a picture and maybe send a question in to me here online at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.